We can pray all we want, but if we do not pray the way that his word says we have access that our requests and petitions be heard, then he doesn't put them through. He doesn't, like the operator in the old days, make the connection for us. He hears us. He cannot hear and answer us if we are not obedient to what he said. To begin our little look at prayers Jesus doesn't answer, let's turn to Proverbs 21. Go to the middle of your Bible. You should hit the Psalms. Go to the right, to the 21st chapter of Proverbs. And as you're turning there, a lot of you should be saying in your hearts, wait a minute, I thought you said we're going to hear what Jesus had to say. What are you doing going to the Old Testament? Well, if you've read the New Testament, you know that the New Testament says that the Old Testament prophets, when they were writing the scriptures, were speaking by the Spirit of Christ, which was in them. Did you know that every word of the Old Testament recorded by the prophets is actually the words that the Spirit of Christ moved those prophets to record? So when Moses was writing down Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy under the inspiration of God's Spirit, it was Christ speaking through him. And all the way through the last prophet after the exile, every one of God's prophets recorded what the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, signified. And that's what Peter says. So actually, Proverbs 21 is Jesus Christ speaking through inspiration of Solomon. So think about that. Actually, I always tell people that you should make the whole Bible red letter, because it's all the Spirit of Christ speaking, not just those verses that the red letter people red letter in the Gospels, but the whole Bible should be in red, literally, because it's the Spirit of Christ in them speaking. So let's listen to the Spirit of Christ speaking through Solomon. This is what he says in Proverbs 21, and I want to draw your attention to the 13th verse. This is what it says. Whoever shuts his ears to the cry of the poor will also cry himself and not be heard. Did you catch that? Did you hear what God said? He said, if you refuse to listen to the poor, to the needs, to their hunger, to their poverty, their weakness, their lack of whatever, if you refuse to listen to that, I'm not going to listen to you. If I was going to paraphrase it. Basically, if you're a note taker, this is what I say. Compassionless praying isn't heard. If we who have so much are not moved by those who have nothing, the Lord says that lack of compassion causes him not to hear our prayers when we cry out to him. You know what's so amazing? It seems like there's a sector of Christianity that all they do is soup kitchens and habitats for humanity and rescue missions and, you know, feeding the hungry and food for the millions and all that. And then there's another aspect of Christianity. All they do is more and deeper doctrine and more Bible studies and everything. It's just the holy huddle. And these people over here neglect the teaching of the Word of God. And these people over here neglect compassion and care for those who have nothing. And Jesus spoke to that. He said, this you should do, but not neglect the other. And you would probably find us on this side over here. Studying, 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 studying. Not feeding, 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 feeding. Jesus says, be careful about that. Compassionlessly praying will not allow those prayers to be put through. Whoever shuts his ears to the cry of the poor will also cry himself. And that word cry is cry out to the Lord. It's a prayer word, and not be heard. We should be careful, number one, for compassionlessly praying. Number two, turn over to Isaiah. That's to the right. We always go to the right. Isaiah 59. So go to the right. And in Isaiah 59, 1 and 2, a second way, Jesus Christ now speaking through Isaiah. By the way, Isaiah is such a monumental book. 66 chapters, one chapter for every book of the Bible. There are 66 books in the Bible, 66 chapters in Isaiah. The first 39 chapters of Isaiah are doom and gloom, kind of like the Old Testament, 39 books. The last 27 chapters are the ones that are filled with Christ. In fact, a lot of people call Isaiah the fifth gospel. There's so much about Christ. So in the 59th chapter of this 66-chapter incredible fifth gospel, this is what Isaiah says in the first two verses. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened, that it cannot save, nor his ear heavy, that it cannot hear. So now we're talking about what God can't hear and why God isn't listening. Verse 2, but your iniquities, there's the problem. They've separated you from your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you so that he will not hear. That's a very sobering verse. Two verses, actually. What it's saying is, secondly, that unconfessedly praying those prayers, if we are not confessing our sins, if we are not allowing God, through the conviction of his word and the work of his spirit, to make us agree with him about our sins, if we are, as Psalm 66:18 says, regarding iniquity in our hearts, God won't hear us. Unconfessedly praying. If we do not constantly confess and agree with God about our fleshliness, our sins, and how prone we are to lust, and how we often painfully are aware of our sin, if we are not confessing that and agreeing with him about it and seeking his cleansing, that causes us to have our prayers be unheard. You know, the post office, the United States Postal Service, has this storage facility, the dead letter office. It's for people that don't correctly address their letters, and they collect them, and then they finally cut them open and look inside and try and figure out who it belongs to. And every so often, in a little plastic bag, you'll get one of these letters from the dead letter office. I wonder if there's a dead prayer office where God keeps the prayers that we continue offering with no compassion in our life, no moving in our heart for those who have so much less than we do, or that we pray when we are regarding secretly sin in our life, and we in our hearts know that if nobody would catch us, and if no one would find out, and if no one would see, and if we wouldn't get in trouble, we would do that. God says, while you're in that sinful state, I won't hear you. And yet we pray and pray and pray and pray and don't even think about why God says, I can't put that prayer through.